Good morning, Mr. Yagas. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing great. Thank you.
Well, good. So tell me about your experience so far. When did you get in? How have things been going? And how's Arch doing, I guess, is another good question, maybe.
Well, we got in Monday night, tried to beat some of the rain here, and got in Monday night, and the horse is doing great. We go over in the morning and watch him gallop or, on a track, and he's doing good. We're expecting a big race out of him, and he drew the one hole, which is, hey, that's the shortest way around the track. So, we're happy with that. He's got enough tactical speed where he can get out if he needs to or just lay back. And, we just kind of wait and see what happens and let the race set up.
How has he done in that one spot in previous races? Or has he had that spot?
Well, the only time he was in that spot was in the Rebel Stakes, and he got kicked in the gate and everything else, and he still ran third. But he can break. He'll break real good. So, if John wants him to get out there and get a good position, he can. If not, he can just kind of lay at the back of the pack and make his run at the end. So
you're really not concerned. You're really not concerned about being there, huh? With the one, with
no,
the one hole?
No, not a bit.
Great. Okay, cool. Well, tell me about the experience. I know this is something that every owner probably dreams about. You mentioned to us before the Arkansas Derby, that winning the Arkansas Derby would be your ultimate goal, even more so than Kentucky. But certainly it's got to be an unbelievable experience for an owner to be able to go along and be part of that experience. Just talk about, when you got there and what you all have been doing and what the Kentucky Derby lead-up is like for an owner.
Well, it's crazy down here. I mean, Arkansas has got the best horse racing fans that I've ever experienced, but down here for their 2 or 3 days, during the Derby, I mean, it's just crazy. You get here at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch the horse go out, and at 8, they set up a special time for the Derby horses at 8:30, and there's people lined up for 200-300 yards just with cameras wanting to take their pictures, and each horse has his own security guard 24 hours a day for the last week. It's just pandemonium down here.
Well, that's cool. So what will you do race day? What's your schedule for race day?
Just trying to get to the track. I mean, we're staying about a mile from the track, but it'll take an hour to get there.
Yeah.
They block off all the roads, and so you have to kind of go around town to get back to town. So, the races start at 9:30 in the morning on race day. So, it's a long day leading up to the race that we're in, but, it's real exciting.
What about some of the other horses? Have you had a chance to look at the field and where everybody ended up as far as post position goes? And from looking at that, who else you expect to be in the mix?
Well, it looks like most of the speed horses are going to be on the outside of us. They'll all be on the outside, but most of the speed horses are on the auxiliary gate. And so they're going to be, everybody says they don't want the one hole, but if you look, all the horses on the outside try to get to the rail. And so, we got the shortest distance to the rail. So, they all want that position, but everybody says they don't want the one hole, but that's where they want to end up, I'm not worried. I wouldn't trade, watching these horses work out in the morning, and I know I'm a little bit biased, but I wouldn't trade our horse for any two of the other ones. So, I mean, I think he's coming into the race good. He's been working out. In fact, Tuesday, we just took him out and jogged him, and he jogged so well, and they put him down as a half-mile workout, and all we were doing was jogging him. So.
We're joined by Bob Yagas, the owner of Arch, running from the one position in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. You can actually hear it right here on the Buzz. We're going to have the broadcast of it, and of course, if you want to be part of the action but can't make it over to Kentucky, you can certainly go down to Oaklawn and watch it down there, and you'll be able to place a wager on the race if you're interested and support the local horse, Arch, or whoever your favorite might be. I thought it was kind of interesting in looking at the odds, Bob, that Nero, the horse that finished second, although he was finishing strong behind Arch in the Arkansas Derby, was a 6-1 morning line horse, and Arch came in at 10-1. A little surprising considering Arch won that in a head-to-head matchup.
Well, yeah, there's always kind of a buzz horse, and Nero's that horse this year, he was finishing fast, but the first thing I asked John after the race was, can this horse go a mile and a quarter? And he said, not a problem. He said, I knew where the finish line was, and there's no sense in whipping the horse and using them if you don't have to and save them for the next race. So, I mean, he knew where he had to be, and when he got to that point, he stopped hitting him.
Bob Yagas joining us, the owner of Arch. Let me ask you about your wife. I saw on Facebook she had posted that she was ready for the race about a week ago. Is she holding up okay? I know the pressure's been tough.
Yeah, I don't know about the pressure on her, but she's hitting the mall today, so I'm sure I'm going to feel some pressure. But, yeah, she only got the shot for 2 weeks in Arkansas before we came down here, so she had to stick a day, you know, today to go out and shop some more.
Yeah, well, you got to get just the right hat. This is a big day.
Yeah, we don't have enough of them. It's a good thing we drove down here, you know.
So she picked out her Derby race hat yet?
Oh, yeah, several.
Okay. She's gonna do a wardrobe change or what?
You know, women, she'll make up her mind at the last minute which one she's going to wear.
I like it. I like it. What are you going to wear?
Well, they wouldn't let me wear overalls, so I guess, you know, she sent a suit out for me to wear.
I like it. Okay, well, that's cool. Let me ask you about the other Triple Crown races. Have you already made a decision on those, regardless of what happens on Saturday? Or are you going to wait to see the outcome on Saturday before you decide what you're going to do next?
Yeah, we'll probably wait. You know, plans are to go through all three of them. You know, we named them Arch, Arch, Arch for the, you know, so we'd have one arch for each one of the Triple Crown races. And so, you know, we're hoping to go through all three of them. But we'll see how it comes back and if he's sound. And he bounces back so fast after his races, and we'll probably just go through them.
How many times have you been to the Kentucky Derby before?
We came about 4 years ago. We had a horse named Spots Gone that ran here as a two-year-old. They used to have a two-year-old race for going a mile, and he ran in it about 4 years ago. So we came for that, but it was nothing like, you know, when you have a horse in the Derby, it's a whole different deal.
That was a really good question, Ben.
Well, no, the reason was because I can't.
How many Kentucky times have you done the Derby before today now?
No, I can't wait to see who's going to be in the state. Probably the funnest thing for me is to watch see who's out there. Brady's going to be there for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Peyton Manning's going to be there. Yeah. Rick Pitino's going to be there.
Yeah. Jessica Simpson's been there when her
Jessica
and Nick
Simpson,
were together.
Tony Romo's probably going
to
be there.
Tony Romo needs to be there, and there are a lot of people in Dallas would like for him to go there and stay there. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm sure you've seen on TV some of those other celebs that are out there, though, that you probably want to check out and go meet, possibly.
Well, if they want my autograph later on after the race, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
I'll be all right with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably more celebrities looking for you than you looking for them, right, Bob? I mean, you are
hopefully
a legend right now. Bob Yegas is a legend in the making, my friend, and so is Arch, Arch, Arch. Well, we wish you lots of luck on Saturday. And
Triple Crown, baby, Triple Crown.
There you go.
Let's get the first jewel first.
You don't think so?
No, I do, but let's get the first jewel first. Let's not go crazy just yet. So, all right, well, good luck with everything. Hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a fun couple days for you guys.
All right, thank you very much.